fifth and final AMPIT tip. Distributors. Okay, so we spend a lot of time connecting with followers and whatnot and engaging with them. And that's a good way to do it, but it is a hard-ass way to get your name out there. So I recommend that you reach out to the companies that can get your product into stores or wherever you want it and get those distributors to take on your product. And you're going to have to reach out to like thousands of distributors. You're going to have to really grind this out. But all it takes is, you know, one local store to hold your product, whatever that is, then you're set. You're totally set because, you know, you can get some major purchase orders that way. You have to make a list of who you want to go after because there's a bunch of people out there who can hold your product and they're waiting for your product. They're waiting for you to knock on their door. So you need to amp it up by going to those distributors and letting them know that you that you're here and that you're not going to leave. Okay, you literally have to be the little bitch in their corner until they say, sure, yeah, fine. You keep bothering me, so I might as well hold your product. You just have to keep saying, no, I really want to be in your store. And you can't leave. You can't leave until you get the yes. You want the yes. So figure out that list of distributors that you want to go after and keep knocking them down until they say yes. And I'm telling you, it's no different from the influencers. Distributors who can hold your product, they're so easy to access now. You've got the emails, you've got the social media to find those out and make the list. And just keep knocking on their door. And you know what? Your success rate might be really low, but all it takes is one success to boost up your brand and increase the reach. So distributors, man, distributors. There you go. That rounds out the top five tips to amp up your brand.